Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nation.
Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Yes, let us appreciate the worship team for that. Yes. In the children's church, we give flowers and we clap for people 3 times and then we give flowers. So these are the flowers. So I want you to give them their flowers. Yes, because you're ready. Clapped. Amen. Those are the cheapest flowers to give anybody. Hallelujah. I don't encourage young men to give such cheap flowers. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The young man on the drums, you almost took my heart out. Because, you know, when I was coming today, first of all, I have a testimony, but let me tell you, when I was coming today, we were just talking in the car. And I've told you before, when we were still using the previous car that I had and Sam's car, we'd always have Mobimba in the morning. Now, like the beats, boom, boom, you know, yeah? And the children are singing and the songs are too fast for me. And I'm like, what? Like, I'll just sit there and just say, God, let them deliver me at church in one piece. Because I'm outnumbered, yet I have to minister. Now this thing is not working for me, yeah? But I want to thank God that in this new car, Banange, those things are not there of boom, boom, boom. It's a normal radio. And I can think my things and people can have conversations and we still hear each other. But I know in Sam's car, definitely, it is different. Amen? So I want to thank God for that. It is something you can take for granted. But, you know, there are times when you really don't want, you know, that. Like for me, like being paying 2 notes, like I feel like my heart is just doomed, you know? But young man, hallelujah, you almost took out a preacher. But I could see people were telling you, increase, Teddy, pastor. But now I didn't have anything to say. I was like, God, I'm in your presence. If I get slain, it is not for what? For lack of the spirit, but the chidongo is, yeah? But I thank God for that. But the other thing that I really want to thank God for, I don't see any first-time visitors, so, yeah, is on the third song, you people, yeah? You people. On the third song, the third last song, I told God, as we were singing, I'm like, God, I want to sing that song, You Are Great. I want to sing it to you today. And I tell God that, and I want an Brian to be the one to sing it, because I could see Brian, you know, he's sweating, he said that, like, Benza no gamba, somebody else should sing this song if it comes up. I didn't know that they actually had it on the list. So the moment they started singing that song, I was like, God, this is a sign that you are with me. Glory to God. This is a sign that I am anointed for the moment. Hallelujah. Check on me tomorrow, it could be different. But today, as I stand before you, I believe I'm in the spirit. And just by that sign, the moment that song came on, I thank God for the first 2 songs. They were great. It is cold, and we needed to shake, yeah? And they were good songs, the entire song list. I don't know which song touched you, but for me, it was that prayer I made to God. I'm like, God, today, I just want to sing that song. Everything written about you is great. And I was glad that it is. Pastor didn't even change it. They didn't change and take us back to the first, the middle ones. It is what we sang to the end. Hallelujah. So I'm really, really, really grateful to God. Amen. Hallelujah. So that is my testimony. Yes. For me, when such things happen in our midst, I don't take them for granted. Yeah. Pastor sang it for 1 hour on Friday at home. You finished all the muchus in the song. Yeah. Like, there's those songs you sing, and you, yeah? Mm. Of just that song. Hallelujah. Yes. And if you want to pray, by the way, use it in your prayer time. Just get that song and sing. We are in Jubilee. If there are people who said that, but you know, for me, when I go to pray, I don't know which song to sing. I get to a point where my mind is shooting blanks. Pastor has given you a card. 1 hour, YouTube, finish the mchuzi. Hallelujah. Sing it and sing it and sing it. Amen? Amen. Today, I really thank God, for the fact that we are in this season of Jubilee. And when I was told to preach, you know, I struggle many times, but for this particular one, I seem to struggle a lot more. It was so bad that I told the people at home, you guys, I am shooting blanks, I don't know. And so I went to bed. And I woke up at last night I went to bed, and then this morning I woke up at 3 and I prepared. And I went back to bed. The whole time I'm saying, God, I need someone to share with me a Jubilee thing, like a Jubilee big thing, so that when I go to church, I have a big thing. Glory to God. My friends, I woke up at 7. Nothing. But I had my notes. Glory to God. And now when I came in church and I told God, I want to sing to you that song, God answered my prayer. Isn't that wonderful? So you're there praying for a dream, praying for a big... On Thursday when we came for the prayer meeting, I was hoping someone comes and says, Jubilee, we are here, but now this and this has happened to me. What? Because when you read about Jubilee, or when you remember what Christine preached the last two Sundays, Jubilee is not an event that passes without you knowing. No. So for me, and the way I understood it, and what was happening in Israel at that time, I was like, there's just no way this thing can go like people's birthdays unannounced. Some people don't know. You must experience Jubilee. And God wants you to experience it. You will see it. Glory to God. And some of you are already seeing your Jubilee. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. So today I'm going to talk about what, I don't know if I'm going to say anything new, different from what Christine preached, but what does Jubilee mean for us as LAT and what it meant for Israel? So what did Jubilee mean for Israel and what it means for us? Hallelujah. So I want us to go through I'm just going to share with us, just remind us about the dream which Christine had and the context. So she says she had been asking God to give her a message for the people as she prepared to preach. She asked him the same way years back. She asked him in the same way years back. She asked him in the same way. No, she asked God to give her a message the same way he had given me a message when I was believing him for what to preach. And in this dream, I got a scripture to preach. And so she went to bed. There was nothing. She went to bed. She already had her lineup. And then when she went to bed on Friday, 7th, the morning of 7th February 2026, around 7 a.m., she had this dream. I'm going to read it the way it is. This is Christine. I was in a university hall that looked like Mary Stuart Hall at Macquarie University. I was sharing a room with two colleagues, one of whom is called Rebecca. In the dream, it was time to go to church. The clock showed it was already 10:30 or coming to 10:30 a.m., the time for the church service to start, and I was rushing to go to church. Then one of my colleagues in the dream was like, it is still 9:30. Why are you rushing? But she still felt she needed to continue and go quickly. So I asked my colleagues who were going to church so that I can go with them to their church, what the name of their church is. And one of my colleagues, again Rebecca, answered, Jubilee Church. When Rebecca said this, as in that the name of the church is Jubilee, immediately in the dream, I saw a part of the church and I saw people sitting on mats on the floor, the kind of mats laid for the children in the children's church. There are some mats we used to lay back then. When I woke up, I knew God had answered me and his message to the people. The message I had longed to get so that I can preach on Sunday. And the message, or the word for LAT, was, it is the season for Jubilee. Amen? And we know that from this dream, that day when Christine came to preach, pastor stood up, and I'm just going to take us back so that we are, it is important for us to get to know context of things and to be reminded of these things. And whilst for some people it will be regurgitation, for some, I don't know how the human mind works, we are quick to forgetting some details, and those details are important. You need to know what came, how the message came, how God firmed it up. And that is what I'm belaboring to do. So Christine comes and preaches on 8th Feb. But before she preached, that usual time that we call for sermons, for testimonies, pastor got up and preached about having blessed twice as much as something that he had sowed in someone's life. Okay? And that was fuel. That was before. Yes, it was before. So before she came to preach, that time during when they asked for testimonies, that was pastor's what? Testimony. All right? Glory to God. So after pastor testified, Christine comes and preaches her sermon, and she shares that dream. And from that dream, she preached a sermon. Now, after that, as the one who was leading the service, so I was sitting next to Christine. So pastor comes to say something about the sermon. And one of the things that pastor talked about was Ron Kenoly and the song Jubilee. Glory to God. And I was seated right next to Christine. And Christine tells me, Joanne, look at my notes. They were typed notes. They are not written in a book like me. They were typed notes. And she said, before I went to bed, I actually listened to this song. I wrote it in my sermon. So for me, that was a sign, a supernatural sign right before our eyes. Because pastor had not seen Christine's sermon. It was many pages. I remember, my daughter said, Auntie Christine had, you know, a booklet. And pastor had it, and it was on the last page. I left church, and I was just thinking, what was that? Yeah? And then, on 16th February, I go to some place, to a health club, and I meet someone, Dr. Diana Atwine. And the first thing we start a conversation. And the first thing she tells me was, you know, I came when I was actually listening to Ron Kenoly, because what the context of our conversation was, old songs. You know how old songs are really nice and all of that. So Dr. Diana tells me, you know, I actually came when I was singing and I was listening to that song. And that song of Jubilee. I'm like, what? Remember what had happened to me on Sunday? Now this is Friday. I'm alone without you guys. Yeah? And then this person comes and tells me the same thing the same sign God gave me during the service. Glory to God. Now she even tells me, you come and see my what? My song list. Now, you know those important people. Even when they say come, you want to keep a distance. And now she's opening her phone. You want to give her time to scroll and to do swipe, because you don't want to be like, eh, when she's swiping, yeah? So I approach slowly. Just then she swipes. And then she shows me Ron Kenoly, Jubilee, Days of Elijah, those old songs. Ha! I started telling her, do you know, in my church, whoa, they said, you know, God spoke to us in a supernatural way that we are in a season of Jubilee. I could see Bambi, she was just looking at me like, but for me, I knew, glory to God, I knew what had happened. Hallelujah. And I left that place just wondering, why is God insisting on this? Why is God insisting on this? Now, I am a believer, as most of us are, in dreams, all right? But God saw that it was not enough to give Christine the dream. All right? So he uses several signs to confirm that dream. Glory to God. Like, he didn't need to knock all of us out to give us dreams right before our eyes. Yeah? So I was wondering, God, I left and I was just thinking, God, what? Why are you insisting on the season of Jubilee? But let me tell you something. Maybe, just maybe, you know signs are for unbelievers. Maybe there are people here who are struggling to believe. I have been in ministry long enough, and I know that not every message you preach is believed. You can preach. I know people right here. You can preach about... There is one, I didn't mean leave that one. Even the person is looking at me. So there, I was going to talk about their unbelief. You can preach, you know about Jesus is going to return, the rapture, post-trib, preach. You preach your heart out, you give people what? You give people scriptures and verses. But let me tell you, you go back, as you're getting out, someone tells you, "Nenze Pastor Joan." Yeah? And I thank God that those people are in our care. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And this is not like Pastor always says, it's not a Catholic church where, you know, what he says goes. You're free to believe whatever you want. But let me tell you, for the season of Jubilee, when God's, like, where we are at now, when God insists and sends you signs like that, God wants to affirm something. God wants to strengthen your faith. Glory to God. He wants to confirm to you that this message is from heaven. Please believe it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So, and you can all look at me and you all look like you are believing. Yeah? You have that belief of, yeah, that look of mchikiriza, what you can even write notes in your book. But God knows the state of your heart. And so when, that is why I cannot dare take the signs that I received concerning this message for granted. Amen? I am not God. So I do not know what is in Mr. Kalibala's heart. I don't know what is in Anna's heart. I don't know what is in people's hearts. Only God knows. And that is why he actually continues to send us signs and confirmations until we are one with him in that purpose. Glory to God. So I am a witness that this message is from heaven. If you are struggling to believe it, take heart. If you are struggling to see, take heart. I believe that every time God sends a message, that message comes with an anointing to help you to believe. Glory to God. When God sends you, and this is, And sometimes when you hear a message, you may not fully understand the whole of it, especially when things are prophetic, yeah? Sometimes you can have, like, maybe prophecies concerning maybe a nation, yeah? And you just don't even know, and they are true, they are from God, but you don't know how it's going to turn out. But you know, with that message, with that prophetic word, if it is from the throne of heaven, it comes with an anointing to help you believe. And now the onus is on you to walk and to work your way through it. Glory to God. And as you do that, you start now to get the full understanding of something. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I believe when Christine got that dream, we may not have the full understanding. We are maybe just starting to unpack and to see things that God is going to do. But the fullness of it, maybe not quite. Amen? So before I go to this means this, Israel, Eleti, I just want to position us. I want us to make up your mind. Say, God, you know what? I believe that this message is from you, and I believe it, and I believe that I am a partaker of this message. I will see it come to pass in my life. Now, do not go with what your mind is telling you. Because right there, as many angels are here, there's a devil also and his angels. And they are there whispering to you that these are fables. They are there telling you, but how many dreams have you had? They are there telling you that you know, hey, auntie, we have a pastor, we have a Dennis, we have a auntie, you see, they are the ones who get dreams and they are doing big things. The devil can whisper all sorts of things to you when you're hearing a message. But you must make up your mind. You must decide today that you're going to experience the jubilee of God. But if you don't, that is not on him. Glory to God. But we are going to labor. We are going to labor as LAT that we may move together in that purpose of God for this time. Glory to God. Amen. So we know children, we were told also, they are not children, preteens. We were told last time that Jubilee is a time, a season of Jubilee was really a time of celebration. And this is a time that was celebrated in Israel at the advent of every 50 years. Glory to God. We took our readings last Sunday from Leviticus, most of them from Leviticus 25. Yeah. And that whole scripture, and I encourage us, again, if you're walking with the Lord, but now there's going to be a time when you're serious with him. Mugende musome Leviticus 25. Glory to God. Read that scripture as a family. Read it on your own. Read it as a family. Read it on your break time. When you're serious with God, hakuna mchezo. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You cannot just be there, Oba, what did Auntie Christine say? Oba, you know this thing that Auntie Joan say? No. Yeah, get that scripture and read it if indeed it is a season that you're in. Amen? So most of our readings were taken from Leviticus 25. And one of the things that Jubilee meant for Israel was supernatural abundance. Glory to God. Leviticus 25 verses 6. It says, "And the Sabbath produce of the land shall be food for you and your male and female servants, your hired man, and the stranger who dwells with you." No, this is not the one I was looking for. It is Leviticus 25:21. Okay? Ah, exactly. "Then I will command my blessing on you in the sixth year, and it shall bring forth produce enough for what? For 3 years." Now, I want to take us back and paint a picture of the time of Israel at that time when God is telling Moses this. This was an agricultural society. They had livestock. They had plants. For God to say that you are not going to till that land, yeah? You're not going to till it. You're not going to harvest from it. But I'm going to send you a blessing enough for you for 3 years. Do you know what it means to take away livelihoods of people? Just imagine that. Now, in our generation, we may not quite understand what it means to plant things. But some of us who have been blessed to have parents that have land and they do agriculture. We have animals in the village. My parents plant coffee. They planted matoke, cassava, like all these food crops, yeah? And I remember as I was a young girl, I used to go to stay with my grandmother. Oh my God, my grandmother was a slave driver. You would wake up and go to the what? You'd wake up and go to the farm. I did all sorts of things. You guys, there is a time I used to whistle like those guys who look after cattle. You see me here, and what I've held my hair back. But there is a time I would take the cattle out, yeah, and whistle. I sample. No, the anointing may lift. You know, I used to do that effortlessly with a stick. Yeah? And then I would get water and pour for the cut. Do you know what that means? In those hills of Mbarara, yeah? You get, because of course we are getting water from the well. Wells are not on hilltops. Wells are where? In the. I would go. Everyone had a turn. I would go, do that, get the jerrycans. Go. Do you know what it means? One cow takes one jerrycan of water like this. Do you know what it means to fill up? To fill up those, it was a lot of work. And then after that, you go and harvest some coffee. People who are here about Toro saying we are what tribe call it, that we harvested coffee for us a long time ago when I was a what? A young girl. So we used to, the way we planted the coffee was, we would mix it with a plantain, matoke. Yeah? So you have coffees here, then matoke here. Coffee, matoke, because there is a way in which the matoke provide a shade for the coffee. Yeah? And so our livelihood was really based on the things we're getting from the garden. We would never, do you know we planted even onions, tomatoes? We would never go out to buy these things. I know the young people may not relate, but you want a tomato? Garden. Go and get the tomato, come. You want everything. You want beans? Garden. So just imagine Israel as a country, as a nation that relies heavily on agriculture. And now God says, you're not going to plant. You're going to rely on me. 3 years. I'm going to give you abundance. For what? 3 years. That is why Jubilee cannot just bypass you. That means resetting an entire nation's economics. Where will people go? Women who would go to the well, yeah, to get now for us, don't harvest any. I cannot imagine, even now as an adult, being told, you are not, no more coffee plantation, no more banana, nothing. The only thing I didn't do was kill a cow, but I did so many things. So I quite understand this. And somehow in the village, your wealth was in that, what you had, okay? So now for God to tell the children of Israel that for the next 3 years, my friend, do not touch the land, but I'm going to supply you. That is an amazing thing. I don't know how those people would, like the men, what would they do? They wake up in the morning and just look at each other, or they want to chill. Baza nyanga ludo mweso. Mweso ludo chanisi. I don't know if that is what the men were doing, yeah? But for me, this speaks a lot in supernatural abundance. And this abundance causes you to rely on God. Glory to God. And in that time of Jubilee, no family ever went hungry. No family lacked. Everyone was supplied. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So what does that mean for LAT? It simply means that in this season of Jubilee, you're going to experience supernatural abundance. And maybe unbeknownst to you, supply for a long time. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes, maybe unbeknownst to you, you might even get to next year and you're still on the abundance of the Jubilee season. Nenga gwetochimanyi. Hallelujah. Nga mukama yakolachi yatandi kada. Now, I want to tell you that the seriousness of this Jubilee season in the Jubilee time and celebrations in Israel were not ad hoc. You know, there is one thing for God to come and say, I've given you this money, yeah, take it. But it's another thing when God says, I'm going to send supply for 3 years. So that means that God is actually planning. Glory to God. So the seasons in our lives, and I said it last time, they are not ad hoc seasons. They are not ad hoc, and you don't just suspect them. There is a common talk of, in what season are you? And usually, like when I listen to podcasts and there's a Christian who is being interviewed, that question usually comes. Say, for me, I feel like I'm in this season. Now, for us ladies, at the beginning of the year, twagala nyo season. This is my word for the what? The season. But sometimes I listen and I'm like, I've been long enough in this thing. Sometimes you think you're in a season. It was all your thing. Yeah? But we thank God that seasons of Jubilee. And for us, what LAT has told us, what God has told LAT, he planned it before time. Glory to God. And that is what even Christine said the last time, that it pleased him to do this. Glory to God. So this was planned before time, and this is the seriousness of the matter. For God to say, I planned this thing for 3 years, yeah, or I planned this season for you. You guys, this message is like it's a very serious thing. Glory to God. So for LAT, it means that we are going to experience, just like it was in Israel, we are going to experience supernatural provision and abundance. Hallelujah. And you know, it's amazing that God, last time I said that God doesn't want anyone to miss out. When you look at some of these things, when you read that Leviticus 25, it becomes very clear that when God instituted that season of Jubilee, or when he instituted Jubilee in Israel, God had families in mind. Because the Leviticus 25:4-5, it did not matter who you were. It says here that, but in the seventh year there shall be a Sabbath of the solemn rest for the land, a Sabbath to the Lord. You shall neither sow your field nor prune your vineyard. What grows of its own? Why are these things jumbled? 25, go to 6. Yes, there. And the Sabbath produce of the land shall be food for you, your male and female servants, your hired man, and the stranger who dwells with you. In the season of Jubilee, God catered for everybody. If you are a slave, if you are free, if you have a maid, if you have a child, God catered for every tier in society. Glory to God. Every segment was catered for. So that is why I'm here to tell us that this Jubilee season is for everyone. Everyone. Like I said last time, whether you're 60, 50, 35, whether you're single, married, a young child, old, it does not matter. Hallelujah. There is something for you in the Jubilee season. Glory to God. Children, Matthew, at the back, at the very, very back, there is something for you in as much as there is something for Atamba. Okay? Yes, there is something for you. Glory to God. God has catered for you in this Jubilee season. Now you need to know what it is. Hallelujah. Amen? So, yes, so it is not ad hoc. You're going to have supernatural abundance, and I don't even know how to really explain that. But also in the scriptures that we've read, we see that God told the children of Israel to rest 4-5. Yes, that is where the rest is. He told them not to prune the land, not to do anything, to actually rest from their labors. Now, what does it mean for LAT when God tells us that you rest from their labors? Are there things, let me use an example of my husband because he's the safest person I can, and then we sort it out in the car. But you know, if there is someone I can vouch for that every single shilling he has made, every single shilling he has genuinely made. That is my husband. I can vouch for him. Please clap for him. It's not easy. Yeah? Every single shilling he has given me, there is no blood, there is nobody complaining, there is no anyone saying, yankoze bubi, yakozechi, nothing. Nothing. That some time back he had a dream when God was even referring to him as the Governor Bank of Uganda. Glory to God. But I know there is another governor somewhere, yeah? So when he told me, when we entered the season of Jubilee, this is what it means, for example, for a family, using our example. He kept on telling me, Joanne, this year, at the start of this year, yeah, I just want to rest from working so hard, so, so hard. Like I said, every coin he has, he works, and he works very hard. Sometimes he gets little, sometimes he gets more. But then he told me that I've come to a place in my life where I am tired. I want to still earn money, but I don't want to put in that much effort to exert myself, because not everybody who has money exerts themselves like that all the time. He says, I see it with some people who I'm sorry, and they don't exert all the time. But for me, I have to exert. I have to work. I have to go here. The weekends are gone. So he said, Joanne, me, I want soft life. I said, say what, my husband? Soft life is for ladies, yeah? He said, I want soft life. I will work because work is a blessing, but I don't want to be at that point where you sweat and brow, yeah? So, for him, he said he wants rest from his labors. And when and at the beginning of the year, he takes off time to pray and fast. So this message comes when my husband is in a period of prayer and fasting. The moment he heard it, he said, for me, God has spoken, Joanne. God has said, I am not what? I should rest from my what? And nobody, when they are celebrating, nobody fasts. So the fast that he had instituted ended there and then. It ended, he told me, Joanne, it ended. You know, it was 40 day. First year, the things of 21, yeah? It was a 40-day fast. And he said, the Lord has told me to rest. He got this. So when we went back home, I started telling him, but you know, when you're resting, even me, I should what? Even me, I should rest. So we want to earn, but with ease of work. And it happens that they were still eating food, but there was ease. Glory to God. So for us, what does the supernatural abundance involve? It involves ease with your work. Glory to God. Yes, that when you go to work, the things of the boss, somebody is going to what? You're stressing what? God says, "Nenda kukavaringa with favor." And the boss is not going to see even the mistakes that you send in that email. If he sees them, he's going to come back and he's kinder. You're going to get rest from such things. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So if you have the works of your hands, if it involved that hard exertion of, you know, go uproot, plant, uproot, what, God is telling you that you're going to have ease. Glory to God. You are going to have ease. Hallelujah. You know, there is something that I do in my free time, and it has humbled me. It brings me some money here and there. But there is a time that I made a budget. I was working on someone's property. I made a budget and gave it to the person. The person paid me all the money. But you guys, to execute, I was working on a 90-centimeter room. 90 centimeters are 3-foot rulers. Old people, glory to God, Alan. 3, 1, 2, 3. But that car job, you guys, that car job walloped me. Yeah, every day there was a problem. Every day. Now, I moved from that to, it started now to eat into the profit I made. Then on that day when I thought we were going to be done, we were going to close, one of my guys goes, but he was drilling what? And he drills into the wall and busts a pipe. And water started pouring. And then now I'm there thinking we are finished. The client calls me. Your people bust my pipe and they've even shut off all the water for the entire complex. I was like, what? I felt like it was bread of sorrows, you know? Where is the money? So I now, first of all, appreciate business people. That sometimes you see what they take home and what they put in. Sometimes the things are not what. So that day, I'm at home. I'm cold. It is 7. I just turned, thankfully, Sam was at home. I turned to Sam. I said, now, sir, as Sam, my support system, sir, the pipe has what? Has burst. We are in Kasangati. This person's home is in Luzira, Port Bell. You know Port Bell, the end of that Luzira. It is 8. I said, now, even if I got there right now, I won't see it. I don't know what these guys did. I'm not going to be helpful. But my husband, what? He called the plumber. Da-da-da-da-da. Then they went. They jammed him somewhere. Yeah. So anyway, he comes back home at 9:30. And he's like, we have sorted the issue. So now, then you're like, the person who even did that now starts telling me the next day. But how was I to know that there was a pipe there? Yeah? And in essence, they were right, because we also didn't know where the pipes were. Accidents happen. But the amount of money I got from that job, I said, hey, you people, when you are given 20,000, 30,000, please value that money, because you do not know how that person has sweated to get that money. So I get that money. Now I pay those people. They refuse. Hey, I pay anyway. We sort out everything and work is done. And on that 20K, I get that, on that money which I got anyway from the job, I have to bless people. So when someone blesses you, banange, you have to be, yes, be grateful, because you don't know where this money is coming from. You don't know. Sometimes it is that tight. Hallelujah. So I told God that I also want ease in that work. Glory to God. Not problem after problem after problem. I want ease in that work. So if you're there like me or like my husband, or in an office, and you really want, remember, this, we're in a season of Jubilee. And it's very possible, and it happens, and God wants to do it for you, that you will excel with ease. Glory to God. You will excel with ease. If you have budgets that you must defend, you don't have to go and talk all the luzungu and it gets finished. It's okay for you to just go and someone says, you know what? There. Glory to God. So that is what, that is how, in some few ways, what supernatural abundance and rest, the component of rest, would look like in LAT. It is by no means exhaustive. Glory to God. Now, God knows the areas you need to rest in. And I know that He has you. Glory to God. He has something for you. Amen? Amen? If you're a mother here and you have that child who keeps you awake at night, man, this is a time to say, God, now let the rest be your rest. Njagala kolachi. Kwebaka. Yeah? Then the third thing is liberty. Liberty, liberty, liberty. I don't know if that's the third, but well, yeah. So Leviticus 25:10. It says, you shall consecrate the 50th year and proclaim liberty throughout all the land to its inhabitants. It shall be a jubilee for you, and each of you shall return to his possession, and each of you shall return to his family. So we see that in Israel, God proclaimed jubilee, and he said that the people who are not free will be free. Hallelujah. People who are not free will be free. So this meant that people who are slaves would return to actually their families. Yeah? Sometimes, it's interesting, because when I was reading it, I was like, but under what circumstances did people become slaves to others in Israel? Yet when they came out of Egypt, there was no slave. Bona, they came out of Egypt as children of God. Slavery, where did it start from? Okay? So one of the things I suspect is this, that some people, maybe because God allotted a land to tribes. In Israel, God never gave land to individuals. God gave land to tribes. But that land was managed, of course, by individuals. But the people who oversaw that land was the tribe. And they had tribe heads, all right? So what happened is there are some people, maybe because of poor financial decisions, or maybe because of poor decisions, they would sell their land, or they would lease their land, okay? Things that God never actually had in mind. That is why he institutes Jubilee, to restore back the state of Israel to what it was originally should have been. Glory to God. He wanted to reset that society. It could not go on. So some people, because of bad decisions, they had dealt their land, what, you know? And guess what? God was like, no, this is not. Because in that case, the richer becomes richer and the poorer becomes poorer. Yes, and God didn't want that in society. Okay? The only people who were supposed to be slaves in Israel were the strangers, the non-Israelites. That was God's initial plan. He never set the children out of Egypt. He never got them out of bondage. Now again, to make them slaves to each other. That wasn't it. Okay? So, now he sees a situation where some people have become slaves. Some people have actually dealt their land. And he says, no, this cannot what? It cannot go on. Yeah? So, God resets the society. And he says, no, the land goes back. Slave go back. Glory to God. Amen? So he resets them and he knew that this was going to take 3 years. You don't say it today and tomorrow it happens and it is perfect. No way, no way. No, it had to take the 3 years, okay? So he says that slaves will be set free, okay? So for LAT, what does that mean? It means liberty at all levels. Are you here and you found yourself in financial bondage because of poor decisions? You're indebted. If you have ever taken a loan, even 20K, put up your hand. Me, I have. Even on Momo, that counts, by the way. Momo what? Hey, some even that counts. There are people who are like, me, I've never. More cash. There are people here, I know. Or if you have paid vendors, they will tell you to take a kwenye number. Yeah? So you're like, ache namba ntufu yeliwa. People get, yes, you have a debt on Airtel. You have a master debt. You don't even want to pay balokole. You don't even have plans of paying that debt. No choosa, because you have two lines. You whatever for more cash. And then you also get money from there. Yeah? For me, it happened. There is that right now, I have up to about like 800K, what's the word? The money I can access from what? From more cash. But do you know what that means? That I ate the money quickly. I was 20K because that is how they keep increasing your loan. I don't know the amount of money that you qualify for. Yeah? Yeah, credit worthiness. Thank you. So the more you eat, man, the more you eat, the more they give you. So there is a time nali busy, yeah, on more cash. Chwa 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 chwa. Then I went to what? But it was over like 2 years. Eh? Then now a friend of mine came and she had a higher limit than me. Then I asked her, "We higher limit wajifunyoch?" She said, "Do you know nali busy?" Busy. Eh? She said, "I was busy on this line. I would borrow, pay back. And she had a higher limit than me in a shorter period. I told her, "My sister, this cannot what? Go on. This cannot continue." So, do you have, right now I don't have, I'm okay, yeah? But are you in a situation where you have, that is financial bondage? That honesty is financial bondage, because the Bible is clear that the borrower will be a slave to the what? To the lender. Yeah? And the lender is not your mother, it's not your father. The lender is an institute they have financial goals to achieve. So children who are here will say, "Just get a loan, what?" Eh? These things, man, yeah? These things, anyway. So if you are in financial bondage, bakubanja. Now that is an institution that kubanjes you. But there are people abakubanja. Yeah? This is a time to tell God, in this year of Jubilee, set this matter straight. Glory to God. By the way, you can experience the supernatural debt cancellation. Amen? Because that is what happened in Israel. Okay? You can experience supernatural debt cancellation. Again, what does liberty mean to you? I'm just using normal examples. Man, there are some times when you are under bondage of a garage. Fabaine motoka. It feels like bondage. Ngatova mu garage. I know, right? Now, God wants to sort out all those things that give you, that make your head pulsate. Glory to God. Ngatova mugara juwaka jijayo nedayo waka jijayo nedayo. Hey, God is telling you, even that one, I will set you free. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, you're not going to expect horses and donkeys. Now, this is what it means for us in this day and age to experience liberty. Amen. It is not okay for you to be the younger. Your mechanic. You have a little monthly what? An inga utility, man. Every month, you have a must. The bill is too much that you can't give it to him at once and you're like, oh no, let me just put this one on my payroll. Huh? No. Glory to God. Yes, so if you're here and maybe you have consistently gotten a bad report from the doctor, God is setting you free in this season of Jubilee. Glory to God. The doctor should not be among the people that you pay every month. Something has got to change. Glory to God. And God is telling you, I can set you free from that. Amen? Doctor's visits. No. Yeah? Consistent. You're here. You're the one who pays fees late. That is bondage, man. You want to be released from that. Okay? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes, if you're in business, waliwa abantu abaina ensasule mbi. That is what my husband tells me. Yes, the person is giving you good money. But imagine you're earning 3 million shillings. And at the end of the month, someone comes and gives you 60K. And they say, we are going to give it to you in what? In bits. How are you supposed to live? That is bondage, mbutufu. People, bad clients who pay badly. You can be under bondage, by the way. Your business may never grow. Yes? Because you're just getting those clients. One of the things that Sam said, and I was also telling him, that it's good for you to get just, you know, in a year, if you can have 4 good clients, they pay on time. They don't make you speak a lot of English. They are understanding. You do your job. I mean, you only 4 like this would give you what 10 small bosses who do not pay consistently give you. Glory to God. So you understand where Jubilee is in our home. Glory to God. Dennis, you understand. Hallelujah. Yeah? If you have your building and bakuba all the time, your materials are missing, they are buying you on the head, over what. All those things God is able to sort out. So what does Jubilee look like for you? It could be that. It could be something I haven't even explained. Amen? Glory to God. There is a time Sam and I had gotten to a point where if his car is not in the garage, it is mine in the garage. So he leaves in the morning and I'm not sure if he's coming back in the Volvo. Then when I wake up in the morning, I see a field parked. Nayenga, we are known for having good cars. Good air quotes, yeah? But you wake up, you're like, eh, what happened? The car hit on me. Mm-hmm. Then he takes it, garage, 2, 3, 4 days. He's in the fielder, engineer what? Engineer Sam, fielder. Then the car comes back. After it has come back, I tell him, Gwe, the Benz was, eh? This happened to the Benz. He says, now what? And then we have to get a car for me to use. We go to a point and we say, God, we are tired. We are tired. Whose cars are these? Are they for the mechanic or are they ours? Because it seems like we spend more time without our cars and the mechanic is spending more time with. And then the garage bill keeps on piling. The garage bill just keeps on piling. So one of the things we told God was, this has to be sorted. Glory to God. It is better now, but it could be a lot better. Hallelujah. So that is what, and that really ties into your financial liberty. Then also, you know, I want to encourage us here that when we preach such messages, sometimes we're kubamu torch and you start to disqualify yourself. You say, you know, I was in this situation, I got in this situation because of my indiscipline. Or you take responsibility, all right, but there is that place where you take responsibility of something that happened to you, and now it deters you from seeing God's redemptive arm. Okay? You realize that when God told the children of Israel that everyone shall return to their possession, he didn't want to know the reasons as to why they had ended up there. He declared it is going to be Jubilee. Whether you went, no nyo mwenge, okay, that time it was too much grape juice, no nyo too much grape juice, and you dealt your land and whatever. Let me tell you, God didn't want to know. He didn't want to know. He said, you shall return. Glory to God. So I want to encourage us, if you're here and I'm preaching these things and you're saying, but you know, Auntie Joanne, it was my fault. Yes, it was your fault, but you know, do not miss out on the redemptive season. Glory to God. Because when it is Jubilee, it doesn't matter how you ended up where you ended up. The grace of God is covering you for that time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The lessons remain, but God is covering you for that time. Then also, it was a time for spiritual liberty. When I talk about liberty, you know, you're here and you're in bondage over some habit, yeah? Over some habit, over something you really want to, maybe, I don't know what bad habits you feel you're in bondage. God is saying, in this season of Jubilee, I am redeeming you from that. It takes us to the New Testament, where Jesus said that this is the year, I'm proclaiming this year as the year of Jubilee, and this is being fulfilled in your hearing. Jesus was telling the children of Israel at that time, or the hearers, that I am the Jubilee, I have come to set you free. Hallelujah. On the spiritual level. Glory to God. Yes, so if there is any area where you are struggling, you are blind, you are what? This is a time. Make most of what God is doing. Glory to God. Get out of that bondage. Amen? Hallelujah. Yes. And then the last one is restoration. Yeah. We know, as we have read in the previous verses, there was an angle of restoration of what was originally yours. Yeah, just building up from what I've just said. Where you are now, you are restored. I realize that when Jesus told the children of Israel that the slave will go back, there was an angle of restoring families and relationships. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So if you're here, what does that mean for us in LAT? If you're here and there is a relationship, family, boss, neighbor, spousal, child, where you feel the relationship was good, but because of many things that happened, now the relationship is no longer there and you need restoration, this is the time. Glory to God. Imagine you know someone who you belong, say, to the tribe of, it's only the Levites that didn't have land, yeah? But imagine you're here and you are given land in Kololo, all right? As the tribe of Musinguzi, all right? Then someone comes, like, that's the tribe, remember? Then Musinguzi's relative, okay, comes and deals that land, okay? Do you know how much, you know the tension that rises around people selling their family land and other people do not know? So, but in the time of restoration, Abobona, they were what? Sent back. Because I imagine even some people could have been excommunicated and said, well, you know, for you, if you're going to always tell, if your case causes us to go before a kinsman redeemer, yeah? We to kugobye. But now God is telling the children of Israel, Abobona, they have to go back. So in a sense, he is restoring the very fabric of Israel, which were the families. Glory to God. Amen. So maybe you are that person who could have sold the land. I do not know. Yeah. Maybe someone sold your land. I don't know. But mobili imbera, there will be what? Restoration. Relationships that have suffered will be restored. Maybe you find it in your heart to forgive this person. Amen. Glory to God. So maybe it's our connection. You messed up somebody at work, or somebody messed you up, or a boss, you know, whatever, something could have happened that messed up a relationship. In this time of Jubilee, LAT, there is grace for us to get reconciled to one another. Amen? And this is very, very important. There is grace for reconciliation. And it will happen. So just take that relationship before God and say, God, can we have this restored in this time? And God will help you. Amen? So if it is a friend, a relative, a child, a spouse, God wants us to experience Jubilee in that time. And real Jubilee where people are not pretending. Yeah, you go for a family meeting. The other time I don't know if I sent Dennis that thing where Emunyankule man was saying, don't sit in a meeting and they are discussing financial matters to do with weddings and you keep quiet just because you don't have money. He said, but how are you? Say an otenti. Even if you're not giving money, say an otenti muji jewo, muji take wali. Say a minute in a kuba mumunyo. Say. Yeah? So then this guy was saying, and by the way, he was in his I could tell that he was wearing a police uniform. He said, don't just keep quiet just because you don't have money. Yeah? Ba wone cho yogera wo batawanye muko. Yeah? Kamba no, zina entebe, they should be pink. Yeah? Beda tesa, don't what? Don't just what? Keep quiet just because you don't have what? Then the winner, he said, in fact, if you want, you can even tell them an embaga to postponing. But whatever you do, don't keep quiet. Yeah? Just because you don't have what? Money. Now we you get out. So I say, eh? Postponing? For what? Yeah? But as in that people, let people be like, eh? I'm not going to be there. Even if you don't have money, say, postpone it 2 weeks. A weekend, I won't be here. And let them deliberate about what you have just said. But by all means, do not keep quiet. That is a Munyankole man. But I don't think it's counsel you should take. All right? But my point, I don't even know why I'm giving you that example. I don't know why I'm giving you that example. But the point is, God is telling us, LAT, first and foremost, that he wants to involve all of us, all our families. Children, hurry up quickly. God wants this whole thing of Jubilee. The reason why we have all these confirmations from God is that, first, it's a message from God. Two, God wants to strengthen our faith. Three, he wants to involve everyone. And he does not want anyone whatsoever to miss. Glory to God. And the third thing that there is, the other reason why, is that God, yes, God wants to bless the whole of LA team. There is a point I wanted to make. Yes, he wants all of us to, I've already made it. God wants all of us to experience Jubilee, the young, the old, the in-between, the I froze my clock, my age clock. God wants to involve everyone. No one should be left behind. And lastly, Hebrews 4:2. What does that mean for us now that we've heard this word? 4:2 says, for indeed the gospel was preached to us as well as to them, but the word which they heard did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in those who heard it. This scripture is just reminding us that when we are hearers of this message, mix it with faith and it will work for you. Glory to God. It will work for you. Let not it profit one person and another person is left out. Get this word, take it, believe it, mix it with faith. Talk to God about it, and let me tell you, you will experience Jubilee. Amen? Hallelujah. God bless you.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the nations.